Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey there, welcome to Party Line on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Blackhawk Winery, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, E Old Spirit Shop, 51 West, BCS in Michigan Town, plus Minute Printits in Lebanon. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman back. Ken, welcome back.
Thank you.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast first. We've got cloudy skies today, then mostly cloudy this afternoon. 40 will be the daytime high. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 32. Cloudy tomorrow, high 45. Tomorrow night, cold again, low at 28 and partly cloudy. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon with the high 48. This is kind of gloomy, man.
It is. Yeah. It's the time of year for it.
It is, sort of. As long as we get a little sunshine here and there, it usually helps. Last week, it was weird. Yesterday was kind of weird. It was cold but sunny. And it kind of throws you off a little bit, you know, as you're trying to get ready for the day. So again, a daytime high today up to 40, partly cloudy skies. And I saw something on one of my apps this morning that mentioned snow, but I don't see it here.
Well, the only thing I saw in there which kind of piqued my interest is the fact I thought it was originally Wednesday, maybe it's Thursday. That's 58 for a high.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't gonna last long.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what's going to be deceiving about all that is when we get up to those temperatures rise, the winds are going to really be up and blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mid-40s this week for highs and maybe a little warmer a couple of days. And then around 30, it was 18 when I got up this morning.
It was chilly this morning.
Yeah, still is. 21 yeah. Now from your official weather station, WILO. Rodney Wan coming up at 8:45 with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with hope and vision. Then at 9 o'clock this morning, Todd Corey, probably, right?
Yep.
With Utility Service Board. Todd will probably join us in the studio, as he likes to do that.
He is planning to do so.
Well, Ken's back from vacation. We've got a lot going on and plenty to talk about. Let's jump right to it. Number one, I know we're on HoosierlandTV.com this morning with our telecast, but Michael Hall came in this morning and was trying to get us lined up on Facebook. So I'm not certain if we are I think he was trying anyway, so maybe someone can let us know at 659-3338. Let's see here. It looks like there's something going up that I don't understand. So if I don't understand it, that usually means it's working. So
yeah.
Okay, so we hope you're enjoying that, and good morning to you. So let's start with our local promotions before we get into the more serious stuff. We've got the Children's 12 Days of Christmas in full swing right now and officially kind of kicked off last week officially, where you could go get your kids registered, 3 to 10, ages 3 to 10 at the following locations: Blackhawk Winery, Ellis Jewelers, Center Township of Clinton County, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Lanyon's Furniture and Mattress, Wampler Services, and Holden Pharmacy. So you get your little ones registered now and every weekday morning starting real soon here. Later this week, Todd Berryman will have names each morning at 7:20 from each of our locations, and we'll have the daily winners. Then the weekly winner of the 12th day will give away a bicycle from each location, all right? Russ did the math for us last weekend and texted me one morning when Bill was here filling in for you, and 96 prizes on the Children's 12 Days of Christmas, so From WILO, also, don't forget, Brant Fuller, city councilman, brought in 9 or 10 Walmart gift cards for $25, at which time we'll pass some of those out, and kids can get their knee pads or a helmet or something. So thank you very much, Brant Fuller. Also, don't forget the Farm Hand Band is going to be in Frankfort. They are one of the Bluegrass Gospel Group Band of the Year the last couple of years nationwide. They're going to be at the Community Christian Church in 1944, South Jackson in Frankfort. That's going to be on December 12th. So there's a lot coming up here, Ken, over the next couple of weeks. And you handed me a big stack of stuff this morning that you had printed off that people had emailed you. And so I'm just going to kind of go through it each day here on Party Line to let people know kind of what's going on. They're doing the Living Nativity next weekend. December 11th and 12th. Yeah, that's a Saturday. Sunday.
I know I just put that up. I thought, wait a minute, I better be that way.
So it's Living Nativity with real animals and people. 6 to 8 p.m., and that's going to be at St. Matthew United Methodist Church. Something on there reminded me of something else. This Saturday we're doing the Christmas parade, too, at HoosierLandTV.com, and Ken will be there to emcee that for us, as he has done for the last several years. So be looking for that around 3 o'clock, and if all goes well, we will carry the Kokomo City Christmas Parade later that night live at 6 p.m., also at HoosierLandTV.com. And I don't want to say anything because I don't have it in front of me, so we'll just not say anything.
It's better that way.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to include everyone. I know. Don't forget the Frankfort Community Public Library has the Library of Trees right now through January 3rd. Patrons can vote for their favorite trees by donating hats, gloves, mittens, scarves, and not-expired canned food and other non-perishable food items at the library. Just put it in front of the tree that you like and you want to vote for, and they'll get you covered there, all right? Christmas in Kirkland, in downtown Kirkland, big town of downtown Kirkland, in the shopping area with a family restaurant there, too. Wow. So they're having Christmas in Kirkland this Saturday.
Yeah, that restaurant is Booker's, and that's a pretty good restaurant.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've never eaten there, but I've heard great things about it.
It's good.
I'll have to maybe go out this Saturday. So 10 to 5 all day Saturday at Kirkland, all right? So head out there and enjoy some of that. Who's doing the ugly Christmas sweater trivia?
Healthy communities.
Okay, I love
along
this.
With Slabby's Food and Freedom, and forgot who all else is involved.
Oh, Silver Coin Wedding and Boat Manor is helping out, too. Uh-huh. Okay, so Healthy Communities, this is the ugly Christmas sweater. They're going to have a trivia. Was it a trivia night or something?
Yeah, 7 to 9.
So they're making a full night of this.
Yeah.
This is dinner.
And tickets are $25 a piece. You can get them online.
All right. And those they're going to do it at Silver Coin Wedding and Event Manor.
Yeah.
Got to be 21 plus, as Ken said, $25 tickets. HolidayTrivia.PlanningPod.com. Or you could probably call over to Healthy Communities. They'd help you out. YMCA helping about, too, along with United Way and WIC and the NHK Toy Drive, as they continue to fill Santa's sleigh for families all throughout Clinton County. So December 10th, coming up quick, 7 to 9 p.m. Get your tickets now, $25. They're throwing in dinner and all kinds of entertainment and the ugly Christmas sweater trivia night, so enjoy that. If there's something on your mind, you could give Ken and myself a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Thanksgiving Thursday, we went up to West Lafayette and visited with Shell's dad and a couple of her older kids who were out on their own, and had a nice time Thursday. So I enjoyed my Thanksgiving. And then it had been a few months, probably 3 months, I know, bad Kevin, since I've been down to see my mom. And so Shell and I and the kids went down yesterday to see my mom and celebrated Thanksgiving down there yesterday and on the east side of Indianapolis, and had a really good time. So it was nice to see everyone, and Mom was feeling good, and I had my brothers over there, and got to see them, and got to see two of my five kids, And there are two that I don't get to see very often, so it was pretty good. So that worked out good for me. I really needed that yesterday. I didn't realize how much I needed that, but it was nice to be home and be there. And it's still really weird because we lost my dad over a year ago. It's been over a year, and last year was our first Christmas without him. But Mom didn't do anything last year for Christmas, so it was really our first get-together other than a July 4th thing we did without Dad. And it was weird, mm-hmm. you know, because his chair's still there in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and his end table's still there with a couple things that he always needed. And so it was a little surreal for sure, but a good time nonetheless. So here in just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking again with Rodney Wan as we found out some probably, I guess, what we call less than better information over the weekend.
Yep.
About this, is it Omicron?
Omicron coronavirus variant.
Okay.
Basically right
Another
now.
Another variant.
Yeah. Basically right now it is all overseas, especially in down in Africa. But you know, that's mainly the countries are getting cut off right now. But
and I've heard kind of like with the Delta variant, within just a couple days of it becoming of us becoming aware of it, it's probably already here.
You would assume so.
So we'll find out what Rodney knows on that this morning, as all this just kind of came out Saturday. You know,
yeah,
it really wasn't. A whole lot about it Friday. I think maybe I saw something on it Friday night, but didn't think about it. But gosh, I was laying in bed watching the news last night, and I thought, damn, here's another variant, you know?
I think you'll see that now the rest of our lives.
Man, it'd be great to be able to get rid of this.
Well, but here forever. Again, you know, it would be, but then again, I'll lay you odds. There's one to replace it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that, but man, this, if I understand correctly, the variants develop from non-vaccinated people that are sort of a petri dish, for yeah. less than a better term there, because they don't have the things to fight it, and so it gets in their body and mutates and gets spread onto someone else where the vaccinations aren't as potent.
Right.
And I think I read with this one where it was maybe made the vaccinations 40% effective. And I think everything I've seen so far is it's really mild symptoms for people, you know, for a majority. Of course, we don't know yet. It's all new, and we don't know how it affects the older population.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask him about that and see what they're thinking.
That's high on my list.
Now, I saw Dr. Fauci yesterday morning on one of the Sunday morning talk shows. And he is basically, I felt like he was grooming us and preparing us mm-hmm. for another lockdown or quarantine or
right.
lockout or whatever you call it. Because he said we need to be prepared to do everything to fight this newest variant. And the reporter asked him, does that include mandates and quarantines and lockdowns? And he said it includes everything, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So and that didn't make me feel too good. So, you know, we'll see whether that there's still arguments going on as to whether that was a good idea or not. Full lockdown. You know.
Well, I think at least it helped. It didn't. It didn't totally cure.
Shouldn't anything. Hurt.
Yeah. Right. But you know, I think it's an assess. It's a needed thing. It needs to be taken care of. At least go through the motions of it.
And you know what we still talk about is that there's people who are contracting this. There's people who are not getting vaccinated, and we're still only at like 44% here, you know, in Clinton mm-hmm. County.
Yeah.
But what was it? You and I were talking a couple of weeks ago. There was somewhere in, was it a state or a county in Colorado or something that was like 95% vaccinated, and they still had hospitals that were filled to the rims.
I talked to my friend who lives out in the suburb of Denver about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he said, if I remember correctly, he said they had at least 85% to 90% that's vaccinated, everything's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, that's just like the flu. If you can get a shot for the flu, it doesn't mean you don't get it anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, This is just another thing we're going to, maybe
have to deal with.
Contribute to the AMA.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll find out here together.
All right.
She has left a message for Rodney, and we will hopefully get a hold of him.
Yeah.
In the meantime, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. I don't want to bring this up yet until we can have the proper time to do that. I just want to be able to put the right amount of time to that, so I'm going to hide that over there. Because we're on TV now, Ken,
I know.
We can't do things that we would normally do on the radio.
No, I'd still do it anyway.
I know. And that may get you fired one day, but.
Yeah, I doubt that very seriously.
Well, there's line one, so it might be Rodney. I want to squeeze this in. It was a game of almosts for the Colts. Carson Wentz almost out-dueled Tom Brady, and Indianapolis almost came back from a fourth quarter deficit for a win, but Jonathan Taylor ran one in with just over 3 minutes remaining to tie the game. Tampa countered and scored a game-winning touchdown, as Tom Brady often does, with 20 seconds left. Indy had won three in a row. They're 6-6 on the season and second place in a pretty weak AFC South.
But I'll tell you what, biggest thing I heard all last week is just how bad the experts, the so-called experts, are saying at the NFL is, because there's no dominant team like there has been in the past.
Yeah, and I like that because it keeps some of it competitive, and you never really know who's going to beat who.
That's true.
But yeah, it's got to keep my attention, that's for sure. I guess Ohio State dropped one to Michigan. Man, that was big talk over the weekend.
A lot of that made me feel real good, and a lot of it made me feel real bad, because I can't stand either one of those two
teams. Yeah, it's tough to pull for either one of them, right?
That's right.
All right, it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with Hope and Vision. We say good morning to Rodney Wan. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're here.
Doing good, man.
Good. Nobody lost any money over the weekend on those games, right?
No.
I wouldn't bet on the NFL even if you paid me to go do that.
I hear you. It's there were some wild games there, though, in the college level, I know.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It's an interesting to watch.
I enjoy watching college. I really do. Okay. Yeah, I think what the first question is going to be, but I'll do it. I'll give it to you. What exactly is the Omicron, coronavirus variant?
Okay, so unfortunately, yes, there's news out of South Africa that they are looking at a new variant, the 1.1.529, which, as you say, over the holiday weekend got named officially once. I believe it was the WHO and CDC named it a variant of interest, so then they named it the Omicron. So what we do know is that this one is what we don't know. We've got to wait and do a little testing on it. But what they do know so far is there are that variant has many mutations in it, over 50 from the original strains that they were looking at. Of particular interest, 30 of those variants are in the protein spike. So for most folks, what's that mean? Well, the protein spike is the part of the virus that we're most interested in as to how it attacks the human cells and actually get someone sick. So with 30 new variants, there's unfortunately like a wheel that's spinning around, and here's the different possibilities that with those 30 new variants are in that protein spike make it possible that some one of those variants might not be receptive, will not be as affected by the current vaccine. So that, in a nutshell, is what we're worried about with it, as well as we don't know anything about its morbidity or mortality rate at this point either. So,
well, then also that means that you don't know exactly what it is just yet.
Yeah, and again, it's as Dr. Fauci has said, I think even this morning when I was watching, that we're not going to know for about 2 weeks, that the United States has actually reached out to South Africa and got some of the RNA material to actually look at testing, do the breakdown of the RNA chain and identify these different variants, and then they'll test those through the lab to determine if any efficacy still remains in those vaccines as well. That's how they determine all that. But it takes time. Unfortunately, it's almost like you're back to square one in some instances. Until they know more, they don't know anything other than it's just it is still coronavirus. We have seen variants come out of South Africa earlier on that they were concerned with and then later found did not spread as quickly or as globally as they thought they would. But then they did, you know, identify the Delta, and it did do exactly what they said. So we're going to have to wait a week or two to see what exactly we do know about it from the lab analysis and from the testing. But again, they do know that there's the possibility with 30 variants in that protein spike that something worse than what we're already dealing with might be contained within that. We're still very concerned that there's some variant that isn't nearly as affected by the vaccine too.
So, and also it means, you know, not only do you not really know what it is, you don't really know what treatment to do with it.
Exactly, you know, but I do know, you probably as well as I saw on TV that, you know, the as well as the WHO and the CDC and our scientists are scrambling and taking a look at this. So too are the vaccine manufacturers. You know, they're already looking at that. I'm pretty confident that the vaccine manufacturers have the ability to tweak current vaccine recipes, so to speak, to match, you know, variants as they are identified. The task will be as to how quickly they can do that matching and then manufacture it if need be, if it's something different. So, you know, now we're back to, you know, talking about travel restrictions, and I think lesson learned from earlier on, by the time we look at doing travel restrictions, unfortunately, most times it's already being spread.
Right.
We're in a global community, and that's part of what that means from a public health standpoint. And then you and I have to start worrying about will we see a repeat of, you know, the hurting of the economy on top of the public health emergency as well. So,
do you foresee the, I don't know how I really want to say this, let's go this way. Do you really see the unvaccinated group raising more cane now than they have before about this, possibly?
If they don't follow the science and don't understand that it's what we've been saying all along. Again, when we say global community, it's the fact, too, that if we're not fully vaccinated across the country and then also across the globe, there is somewhere that it's spreading, there is somewhere where it's mutating, and there is somewhere where we might find that there's a variant that comes up that we are, you know, most concerned about. We've said that all along. We said that even before we had vaccines, that at some point we would know that we would have to see some sort of herd immunity to stop the spread. When we talk about stopping the spread, that's in order to stop the variants, to stop this whole process. So folks that are unvaccinated, yeah, I could see where someone would say, well, see now, you know, without following science, that what I'll see, if a variant comes out that they think now that the vaccine doesn't work for, then, yeah, I think there'll be finger-pointing initially. I think that's not following the science of the idea that it's because of the fact that we have unvaccinated folks in the world and in the country and in the community that it's still spreading, and therefore we're still at risk. So,
what hours are you going to be open for various things this week and the rest of the month?
Well, we still have two more vaccine clinics before the end of the year here. So those will be on the Wednesday. So I know one of them is on the 15th. I know that's our final one. And then we have one coming up this Wednesday as well. So I'm just pulling up my calendar to make sure
I'm the 30th.
Giving everybody the right day. So we're looking, yeah, we got December 1st, we have a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And then on into December, we're going to have then it looks like the 8th and then the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, so and those are all open 9 to 3.
Okay.
So we've been giving pediatric doses as they're available, as well as booster shots. to many folks. We've been given some first-time doses. We're wide open to, you know, having folks come in and get that first dose to get that, you know, series started for people, and maybe still get them fully vaccinated by, you know, New Year's here. So
okay,
that possibility. Now, we will be closed the two holiday weeks, Wednesdays, the 22nd and the 29th, due to, you know, the short weeks and the holidays, and shortage of, quite frankly, volunteers to help us. But then come the first of the year, we will start back up. I think Dana has a clinic planned on, I believe it's the 5th of January,
yeah.
and that will be a long clinic day, so she'll actually be open, I believe, till 6 that day. So,
okay.
Testing's available throughout. Testing, the only days that I know of, they'll be closed, of course, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I believe, they're closed. And then I believe they're going to be open up till 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve. And then, of course, being a Saturday, there would already be closed for New Year's Day. So they're open noon to 6. There is a drive-through at the south of the fairgrounds.
Okay. Anything else you need to be aware of?
No, just, again, holidays are coming. Not only are in 2 weeks are we going to know more about Omicron, but we're also going to know a little bit about, you know, how we fared from the Thanksgiving event as we head into the Christmas event. So we want to kind of keep an eye on, you know, what spread is going to be occurring, at, you know, having gone to, you know, different family gatherings. Also, for folks to, you know, be aware that, you know, you still want to stay home if you're sick and exclude yourself if by chance you get ill. Test if you have opportunity to do so to try to rule out whether you have COVID or not. Keep a face mask on when you're in crowds and you're out shopping. You know, so there's no reason at this point to let your guard down. We know that this new variant will come in to the country eventually. It's already in North America, so it's just a matter of time when. So, and hopefully we'll know more in a couple weeks as to whether we have to be very concerned on that or whether we can continue to just hope that we get vaccine rates. So the one thing we can tell everyone, though, from a standpoint, our community still has the option to decide we're not going to want to be affected by this as much, and we want to all get vaccinated so that at least from a circulation in our community standpoint, we would have reduced that greatly. That greatly reduces the chance of new variants coming in as well. So we still, as a community, have the option to elect to do that if we so desire. So,
okay.
Rodney, thanks as always for your time
as
things that continue to move very quickly for us here.
All right, guys, enjoy your day and your week. Stay warm. And again, thanks for the opportunity, as always, to talk to you and your listeners.
Okay, thanks much. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Rodney Wan on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Kit and I have just about 3 minutes left in the first part of the program at 659-3338. We'll be talking with Todd Corey, USB General Manager, coming up here at 9 o'clock or just afterwards. So I went somewhere Saturday and was leaving that convenience store, and I came out and something caught my eye. It was the headlines on the Times, the Frankfurt Times, and it read... SBOA releases report after investigation. And, of course, I knew that SBOA stood for State Board of Accounts. And I, like a lot of people who don't have $3 for a 12-page newspaper, stood there like the redneck I am and read it in Family Express. Luckily, you went back and grabbed one. Sometime over the weekend. You spent the $3. Yeah. I'll get you reimbursed for that.
Oh, gee, thanks.
So basically, it reads that the State Board of Accounts, and again, this is Aaron Kennedy. We want to give full credit to the Times. State Board of Accounts released its preliminary special investigation report Tuesday afternoon. This is almost a week old. I want to know why I didn't hear about this last week while I was filling in for you, Ken. I was all over the city, man. We was covering meetings and talking to people. Everybody kept us pretty hush-hush. So this is a week old, but hell, I'm going to talk about it anyway. So after examining documents and conducting interviews related to the operations of the sheriff's office, they are now saying, they being the State Board of Accounts, that they are requesting that Sheriff Rich Kelly and Matron Ashley Kelly reimburse whoever,
the state,
$329,000. Now, that's nothing to you and I, Ken. We have that money. But that's a lot of money to someone, right?
So, I don't know which one you're talking about.
I was joking. I was joking.
I know.
So $329,000 is what the State Board of Accounts investigation examination came up with. And that's with financial records dating from January 1st, 2018 through September 30th, 2021. Now, we did receive a 37-page document.
Which I got, I think, Saturday. I think it got sent to me Saturday.
Forwarded to us from a Clinton County commissioner.
Yep.
And so we were able to go through that. You forwarded it to me this morning, Ken. I got a headache just reading the opening paragraph. But so it is literally 37 pages.
Very much so.
And so that's what the latest is for the State Board of Accounts releasing their report after a pretty long investigation. So as we continue to follow this, I don't know that there's any wiggle room associated with having to pay back the State Board of Accounts. And again, you're looking at $329,000, which seems pretty pretty tall. That's a pretty tall order,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yes.
Especially around Christmas time. Yep. So anyway, $329,000. That's what the State Board of Accounts is saying that the sheriff needs to repay. Now, the sheriff on Party Line Friday, I'm not sure he was privy to this information at that time. I would like to think so, but I don't know that for sure. But he did mention he was going to run for re-election on Friday's Party Line. And I think you got a press release from that, right,
mm-hmm.
over the weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Stating as such. And the darn thing is, we've got ClintonCountyDailyNews.com where you can go read free. But I didn't log in. I went to the website this morning of the ftimes.com. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could only read the first paragraph. It's kind of irritating to me. So,
yep.
So that's a bust. But it's all free and online and local if you want the full story and everything that goes with it at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Ken and I are going to take a break. We'll come right back. Todd Corey next on Wylo's Party Line.
1570 AM and 96.9 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort.
We want to tell you that we're licensed for the public good. A trustee who's promised that we would examine needs and problems of our own community and program in an effort to meet the needs you see. If you will listen, then you will see how you can help us do more for our community. Write a helpful letter to our management telling what you think of all the time we spent with your thoughts and comments on how we may best serve, what can we do. Unless you object, your letter's in public view during our business hours.
This is WILO Frankfort.